Tucson's all-time favorites, 1400 KTQC. Don McLean and Vincent, 934. Breakfast Radio on a Wednesday morning. Rocco DeSpirito knows he really has to turn up the heat with his next dance. On last night's Dancing with the Stars results show, host Tom Bergeron revealed that the celebrity chef and his partner Karina Smirnoff had the lowest score following Monday night's viewer vote. But instead of leaving, they're getting a second chance since volleyball champ Misty May Trainer was forced out of the competition with a tendon injury. Everybody, well, basically gets to stay on, and she becomes the celebrity that is out of the show. And it's time to check in once again this week with national dance champion Jeannie Tucker on the line this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Well, Dancing with the Stars, nobody goes home last night.
Well, that we kind of knew was coming.
Yeah. Bit of a reprieve for everybody this time
right,
around.
Right, except it makes it a little tougher next week because all those scores do count. And now, as you said, you know, he's got to get himself up from the bottom. Rocco really has to cook up something pretty good.
Yeah, what did you think of his routine there?
Not very fluid.
Yeah.
You know, it just isn't natural, very stiff. Timing was off. He rushes terribly. The flow's just not there. It's going to be tough for him.
Okay.
It's going to be tough. We'll see what dance he gets and whether it'll cover some of those things, because you know the different types of dance can cover inadequacies. So
yeah, we'll see if the judges really grill him again next week.
There you go. Boy, we're bad this morning.
All right.
Tony Braxton had too much costume.
That was just a little too much. A little too much, yeah.
We could have saved that for Halloween, maybe, but that was a bit much. She's too pretty to be covered up in all that fabric and all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we'll wait to see what she does next time. The Warren Sapp's performance, the Viennese waltz that he did, boy,
yes.
He's Mr. Personality.
He is, isn't he?
He's a nice gentleman. He's respectful. He's a real performer. It was just great. The roll across and end to the dip was just great. Well done.
Yeah, he's really turning out to be quite a dancer in his own right.
He is. There were a few awkward spots, but my goodness, overall, very, very smooth.
It's so impressive.
Very impressive. And then there's Brooke. Oh, my goodness.
Ah, yes.
She's just a natural.
Yes.
She's got beautiful internal timing. She has great movement and flow. She dances from her heart. Really nice ending to that. I really liked it. The one thing she does need work on is her arm styling. Even though it has flow and it comes from center, her hands and her arms, sometimes they just look not connected enough.
Mm-hmm. So. But I think she's going to be the one to watch, though, this season.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then Susan Lucci. Jive wasn't her best.
No.
She needs to work on her arms, her fluidity. Quite frankly, she needs some strength in her body.
Mm-hmm.
She needs a little more core strength, a little more strength in her arms and legs, and you know, that would help her be a little more stable on her feet. She needs to squeeze, engage her core. It's tough for her right now. She's looking frail.
Okay.
Lance Bass, it was rough around the edges.
Yeah.
Not the best frame. It was smooth, but to me, it didn't wow me. It just didn't. Maurice's jive?
Yeah.
Boy, you know, he really kicked it up a bit, so that was impressive. The jump over the head, I'm kind of getting tired of that. Every season we have that.
Yeah.
Over the legs, over the head. But there were timing issues. It was better dance than his rumba, but he's going to have to, again, ramp this up a bit and get that Latin timing back in his hips and everything. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
And Cody?
You know, it was good. I agree with the judges that last half just was redundant.
Yeah.
Too much playing with the leg.
That got a little redundant.
It got redundant. They can't play off of that kind of stuff.
Right.
They just can't do it. I think they need to get serious. They need to get really professional. They've got good bodies, good lines, a great look on the floor. They need to get serious about it. Then we can talk about...
We saved the best for last.
We did.
Cloris Leachman.
I cannot ignore this week. I cannot ignore that it is absolutely an embarrassment to see a woman of her stature that has the background she does get out there. It almost made her into a stupid sideshow act. It was not funny. It was an embarrassment. She needs to be treated with some class. She can be funny. She can be comedic. But to clean the floor with her, it was too much.
Yeah.
It was way too much. What is she going to do next? Come out and the clothes will come off. I'm a little afraid. I'm really a little afraid.
We'll find out next week, I guess.
I guess we will. Last night, Kool and the Gang performed.
Yeah.
That was quite wonderful. I love all those songs, and I date myself, but that was a great time to be in the clubs.
Yeah, it was.
I can date you too, Jim.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
I have to say, though, we looked really hot back then doing Hustle and all the disco, and those dancers that danced with Kool and the Gang, they didn't do us justice. Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Just had to get that in there. Okay.
So
we really didn't look that bad back then.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Hey, speaking of looking, you can come out and say hello to Jeannie. She's going to be over at the Saba Home Show with me and Joe Bourne this coming Friday. I think you're going to be on stage at about 1 o'clock out there, right? Yeah.
Yes.
And showing little dance steps and talking about dance and just having a great time hanging out at the home show. So come on by and say hello this Friday at the Saba Home Show at the TCC. As a matter of fact, I tell you what we're going to do. We have some 4-packs of tickets to give away. If you'd like to go to the home show this weekend, I'll take the first couple callers, 880-KTUC, 880-5882. Give you each 4-pack of tickets for the Saba Home Show this weekend at the TCC. Then you can come on by Friday and say hi. We're going to be out there for most of the day out there having a good time. Well, Jeannie, thank you very much. And don't forget to check out Jeannie's website, www.jeannietucker.com. There we go. It's been one of those mornings.
Yes.
It has been. Well, thank you. We'll see you next week and, of course, Friday.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank
see
you, Jim.
There.
All right. Let's check on the markets this morning, see what's happening on Wall Street, and check in with Dave Sherwood, Greenberg Financial Group, this morning. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jim. The headline news today.